Let's take a look at the week ahead and what will be happening in the canyons of Wall Street. I'll tell you one thing that will happen this week around the country. We have a tsunami of Fed speak coming out this week. Monday, Charlie Evans on the speaking circuit. Tuesday, Esther George on the rubber chicken circuit. Loretta Mester in the evening, and they might serve rubber chicken there too. Eric Rosengren on the speaking circuit on Tuesday night. And then, not to be outdone, on we have additional coming up as the week goes by. It's going to be a busy week in terms of Fed speak. Lots of Fed speak out there. And I'll tell you what, seems to be almost getting to the epidemic stage now where we have these Fed governors going out and giving speeches seemingly all the time. Let's see, we have Charlie Evans on Wednesday morning, Eric Rosengren at Rubber Chicken Lunch Wednesday, John Williams, another Rubber Chicken Lunch Wednesday, Esther George is a Rubber Chicken Lunch on Tuesday, Dennis Kaplan, same thing on Tuesday. Did you ever hear anything like this? Charlie Evans out there speaking on Monday. And it doesn't stop there. Dennis Kaplan will be out there speaking also on Monday. Loretta Mester, Thursday morning. William Dudley, late Thursday. Neil Cash Carey, Friday morning. James Bullard, Friday morning. I tell you, it seems like it's never ending. Now, hopefully they'll all come out with a consistent message, but one never knows. I mentioned Charlie Evans is speaking on Monday. So going to be a busy week as far as that is concerned. And lots else coming out also. We'll get the Case-Shiller Housing Price Index. That'll be Tuesday. Year over year is expected to be 5.7. That's the estimate. Right now it's 5.6. Doesn't stop there. We'll get the gross domestic product announcement coming out. This will be the third revision of the fourth quarter, estimate 2.0. And that's currently about where they are year over year. It's at 1.9. So fourth quarter estimate, third revision at 2.0, which is pretty consistent with 1.9, I would say. That'll be coming out on Thursday morning at 8:30 Eastern. No real shocks expected there, by the way. Jobless claims for the last couple of years have been stellar. They've been fantastic for 2 years. They're expected to remain great. 247,000 estimate for the week versus 258,000 the prior week. And all of this coming out this week, while it looks like we're in for a slow first quarter. The Atlanta Federal Reserve does a real-time tracking estimate. They're right now at 1%. The rest of other estimates closer to 2%. Pick your poison, but it looks like a slow first quarter. In fact, it looks like the first quarter could be slower than 2016, which was slow. Year over year, currently at 1.9, it might get revised to 2.0. I don't think it'll get revised any higher than that. And the first quarter, Federal Reserve of Atlanta tracking estimate at 1%, others maybe 2%, either way. As of now, we have not seen any acceleration whatsoever in the growth of gross domestic product. We'll stay with that, see what happens, but so far we haven't seen anything. We've seen some really positive readings on consumer confidence, but what's changed? First thing that was going to change, we were told, was that Obamacare would be repealed and replaced. Instead, nothing changed. We still have Obamacare. We still have a 3.8% surtax for high earners, still on the books, and nothing's changed. We'll see what happens with tax policy. That's going to be the big one, because that's actually the one that the stock market cares about. Stock market is figuring that if corporate tax rates come down, profits are going to go up because it all falls to the bottom line, less money spent on taxes. Therefore, it is up to Congress to deliver a corporate tax cut. That is what investors expect. And that's why one of the reasons that the market has been so strong. It's been so strong because investors are anticipating a corporate tax cut. At a bare minimum. In fact, you know, if you take a look at the whole slate, that's the most important thing of all, is a corporate tax cut. And that's easy to evaluate. You can do a corporate tax cut impact on the stock market on the back of a napkin. It's impossible to quantify $100 billion in infrastructure spending, even if it did happen in a $16 trillion economy. Hard to get worked up about that, even if it did happen. And it's impossible to quantify deregulation in terms of its impact on the bottom line. Therefore, there's one thing you can do in the back of a napkin, corporate taxes. So that's a really big deal for investors.